Welcome to the Kevin White Show,
broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello, Jihao.
Dadile.
Salam.
Adam.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Hello. Welcome to the Kevin White. How are you doing? I'm Kevin in the USA. Say hello to friends around the world. I promised several out with great joy. So let's get started. Hello, Joshua from India. Love you, Monique from India. Pastor Shaker, love you, brother. Pastor Pasha, love you, brother. Bless you. Mike, what? Oh, what's happening? Okay, can you hear me now? I'm hearing that we're having some technical difficulties. Sorry about that. I hope everybody can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go. All right. So forgive us for that, but Pastor Achu from Nagaland, hello. How are you? Abel from Pakistan, Vineet from India, Niyama from Myanmar or Bangladesh. Joshua from India. Yes. New Jerusalem Ministry. Badu. Yes. Badur. Yes. From Nepal. Look at all the nations coming in here. Harmneel. Yeah. From Myanmar. Pastor Raja from Hyderabad there in India. Praise the Lord. Look at all of this. I'm so grateful. Brittany from North Carolina. There's Joshua. Yes. Let me scroll back up here and just make sure I'm capturing everyone that is saying hello. I am so grateful for friends. I'm grateful for pastors and leaders, brothers and sisters in Christ. No matter what country you're in today, God has provided a word for you. This is a word for the nations. He said, ask and I will give you the nations. And this is a word for all 195 nations. So we want to welcome Afghanistan to the show. Kenya, wow. Canada, Mexico, the Middle East, look at that. Iran, Iraq, Germany, Japan. Yes, yes. Thailand, Philippines. Who's watching in the Philippines right now? Say mabuhay to all of our friends around the world. I encourage you, go to the YouTube or the Facebook. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Hit the like button and leave a comment. Let me know where you are watching. I'm just glad to connect. We are thousands of miles apart, some of us. Some are friends right here in the USA. So God bless everyone watching in Raleigh, North Carolina and here in the US. But we are so grateful. Uganda, Nigeria, praise the Lord for all the nations coming in to receive this powerful word, this encouraging word from the Lord. Here is today's word. It is based upon my soon-to-be-released book, Must, and I'm so excited. Let me share the cover with you. This is just the front cover of the book that's about to go out. It is the book Gifts, and it is discovering every gift God promises you in the Bible. This is the book that's about to be released. The book Must is now being written. God is downloading it into my spirit, and I am sitting before the Lord asking him what I should write, and he is talking to me about the word must. But I can't wait to share this book, Gifts, with you. It will be out in just a few weeks, and it is a study of every gift in the Bible God promises to give you. And in my very first book, Audacious Generosity, we shared that God's the giver, that his strategy has always been audacious generosity. You can see that in John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave. And we see in there that God's more is more of him for him. And the book really helps you and I to receive, experience, and give more than we ever thought possible. If you've not read Audacious Generosity, I encourage you to grab a copy of that and read it as fast as you can. It will really give you a mindset of looking at God differently, seeing God's word differently. And as a result of that comes this book, Gifts. God is a giver. And so often we read the Bible and we can, by the trick of the enemy, I believe, overlook all of these verses where God has promised to give to us. And we don't receive this with a spirit of entitlement that we're going to go to God's word and boss him around. But there is a covenant between God and his people, between you and your creator. And it is a covenant of love. And it brings about the generosity of the world's best father into the world today, into your life. And I can't wait to release this book, Gifts, to you. Pray for the release as we send it out to all 195 nations, that it would bear fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. But now God is really showing me this word must. And so I want you to sit on the edge of your seat and just allow God to just show you some of the things that he has been showing me. You know, I wrote the book, began it with a sense that all my life I've been having to defend what I believe God is calling me to do. And God has led me to do some very radical things. We said hello to Pastor Achu. I've been to Pastor Achu's place in Twinson, Nagaland, India. You fly into Dimapur, so you've already flown from the USA over 24 hours of flights, and you are now flying internally in India 8 more hours to get to Dimapur, and then you go by Jeep 12 hours on very bumpy, twisting, winding roads. All of that, probably 36 hours just to get to this community to share the word with them. Why? Why? Why would we do that? There are things that you are doing that make no human logic whatsoever. Many of you are caring for orphans. Many of you are taking care of the widows. Many of you are baptizing people, building churches, sending out church planters. Why must you do that? Well, let's look at several things that verses that bring all of this together. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 11 through 14. It says, Christ's love has moved me to such extremes. His love has the first and last word in everything we do. That's out of the message. Look at it in the New Living Translation. It says, either way, Christ's love controls us. You ever sensed you've been under the control of the love of Christ? In the New King James, it actually says, for the love of Christ compels us. So why are we moved to such extreme measures at times? You know, there are people that fly planes into towers saying that God told them so, or to go into schools and to shoot up the school saying God told them so. And these are people that are under the influence of darkness, demons, the Bible says, that control spirits of hatred, spirits of prejudice, spirits of fear over certain humans and races and colors and different things. But none of that should overshadow the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ that is seeking the kingdom and his righteousness, the love for all people, the goodness of God for all people, not a message of hate, but a message of love, not a message of death, but a message of laying down our lives so that others might know Jesus, to make Christ known. So we get on the plane and we fly 24 hours and we get in a bumpy Jeep ride and we ride the roads for 12 hours simply to declare that God is a giver and God loves you and Jesus died for you, and on and on and on. For the love of Christ compels us. And that brings us to this word must. You have anything in your life that you feel like you must do because of your love for Jesus, knowing that he died for you, knowing that he gave up his life, he became human and laid down his life in the exchange for your sin so that you could be transitioned from darkness to light. You could go from death to eternal life. The love of Christ represented in the cross, represented in his resurrection, represented in the coming of the Holy Spirit into every believer. The love in this book, in the Bible, the love. And the more you fall in love with Jesus, the more this word must does not haunt you. You know, we don't like to be bossed around. We don't like to lose control. And yet, as a believer, Jesus says, follow me and you will be fishers of men. And there is the reality of no longer being in control. The Holy Spirit now controls us. Paul said, do you not know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? And so the believer has to get comfortable with living out of control. At any given time, right now in my life, I sense on a daily basis that I'm just in over my head, that things are just spinning out of control. And I am thankful that while I am human and it's okay to sense that things are out of my control, I get to have an anchor of faith, a hope, a belief, a surety that they're never out of my Father's control. They're never out of his control. So it's okay. I'm human. It's okay for you to sense that things are out of control. It's okay for you to feel out of control. And this is where the word must does not haunt us anymore. It doesn't terrorize us. We're not offended when we have this sense that the Lord is requiring us to do something. I must get on a flight. I must go to the nations. I must preach the good news. I must give money that I would rather spend on myself in order for the gospel to be advanced. I must tithe. I must go to worship on every Sunday and worship the Lord. I must be in prayer. I must study the word. I must worship. I must praise the Lord. I must live a thankful life. The word must becomes a characteristic of our life. I hope you're comfortable with the word must. I'm becoming comfortable with the word must. And as sure as I say this and I share it to all 195 nations, there will be something that God will use to force me to get uncomfortable, and I will do it because I love Jesus, and you will do it because you love Jesus. But I want to show you something that God is quickly showing me as I'm writing this book, Must. I want you to look at Matthew 28:24. This is a verse that can put you on your butt really fast. Look at this. For the Son of Man must die. Let's put the verse back up there, please. For the Son of Man must die, as the scriptures declared long ago. I want you to know, if you're struggling with any must in your life, I must go to college. I must be married. I must be a good dad. I must give tithe unto the Lord. I must fast and pray that these demons would go away. I must go to the nations. If you're struggling with any must, I want you to know the good news, and that is that God's must always precedes your must, our must. Can I get an amen? Anybody resonating with this message? Are you hearing the good news here? I mean, it's principle that we love because he first loved us. And now when that love compels us to take extreme measures for the kingdom, I don't mean for hate, okay? Don't compare the ways of Christ with the ways of the enemy. Do not do that. There are people doing extreme measures to blow themselves up today for their religious beliefs. That is not Jesus at all. Jesus does not say, go and kill. Jesus says, you lay down your life that others might live. You wash their feet. You serve. The way to being exalted in the kingdom is to lower yourself, not to climb up on the backs of others in order to get to a higher position. And we love because he first loved us. And that love compels us to take extreme measures. Where are the people of God in Germany, in Japan, in China, in Korea, North Korea, South Korea, in Thailand, in Afghanistan, that are willing to take extreme measures because the love of Christ compels you? I remember 25 years ago, I said hello to Pastor Raja. I received a letter. This was before email. This was before airmail. Okay. I received a letter that came 30 days by boat from India over to the USA. And in it, I read a letter. I'd never seen the witness of Christ like this ever before. And Pastor Raja there in Hyderabad, India said, brother, my wife and I have prayed and we have opened up our doors and decided that we would care for the orphan and disabled children. He said, I can no longer align myself with the Lord Jesus Christ and not care for these children. And he was declaring a must because the love of Christ compels him. The Savior that hung on the cross and had nails in his hand and was stripped naked and beaten, that Raja could know God, that Raja could have his sins forgiven, that Raja could be free from the attacks of the enemy, that death would no longer have its sting, that Raja could have eternal life. How can he not follow this Savior and not take care of the orphan and disabled children? In October, we went back and we celebrated 25 years of God's faithfulness. This week, my phone is blowing up. Thank you, Pastor Raja, for sharing all the beautiful photos of the VBS and the outreach there in the home and in the areas all around India that are being infected with the kingdom, with the good news of Jesus, because the love of Christ compels you. Pastor Achu, I was with him in April a year ago, and we walked land where a Bible college was not, but it was to come, and where a retreat center was not, but it was to come. And he has every opportunity to just have a good, quiet, peaceful life. He has leadership over 80 churches all throughout Nagaland. And he could find every justification under the sun to say, I am doing enough, but God is leading him to go to a point of out of control financially, out of control with his time, out of control with what he can do with his hands in order to experience a miracle of God, that a Bible college would come and train more disciples, that a retreat center would come and refresh more pastors, would share the word and build faith in people's lives. Why? Because the love of Christ compels him. And why do you and I must? So what is your must? I believe I'm talking to the choir, and every one of you can identify something that you must do because the love of Christ compels you. It can be get up in the morning and read your Bible. It can be pray. It can fast. It can be give offerings. It can be walk across the road and talk to your neighbor. Ask them how you can pray for them. What does the love of Christ compel you to do? And I want you to receive the good news that there's not a must that you are sensing an urge to do that has not been preceded by God's must. Every must we decide stems from God's must. Jesus must be arrested. If you read the gospel, read John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can start in the book of John. It's one of the easiest of the four books to read, but read all four and you will see, for God so loved the world, he must send his one and only son. Jesus must be arrested. Jesus must be accused. He must be sentenced, crucified, sacrificed, buried, raised, so that you can be saved, so that I can be saved. And these are the points I want you to take away. Because he must, we must. You'll never be comfortable with your must if you're not aware of the revelation of his must. You are not an option. I mean, we treat tithing like it's an option. We treat going to the nations like it's optional. And I want you to know, you are not an option to God. Your salvation is not optional. My salvation is not optional. He must die. Let's put the word back up there, because he promises it will not return void. Look at Matthew 26, 24 one more time, okay? And maybe 10 more times, because this is what he promises will not return void. For the Son of Man must die. God must die for you. Jesus must hang on a cross for you. You were a must. Him becoming human is a must. Jesus saying it's for your good that I go away is a must. So that the Holy Spirit must come to you. You have the Holy Spirit today. It's not an option. It's a must. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit today to survive April the 30th, 2024. Jesus must come again. God must redeem the earth. You are a must. It's not optional. Because he must, we must. If you can flip it, we must because he must. Your must will be fueled by his must. So receive the gift of God. Fan in the flame this gift. I want you to just meditate on the word must and look at how God talks to you about how he must fulfill his word. I'm probably not going to get through this message today, so I'll continue it next week. But I want you to just listen before we go into prayer. God must be God. The enemy wants you to hear maybe, might. The enemy takes a truth and perverts it. I want you to know the whole truth, and that is God must be God. He must keep his word. If you're standing on the word, I don't want you to stand there thinking, I hope it comes true. He might fulfill his word. I want you to know he must fulfill his word. He must not lie. He must keep his word. I want to pray Hebrews 6:18 over you. So let's just read it, and then I'm going to close out in prayer. But I'll come back and we'll start here next week. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you put this on your calendar. Can I get an amen? Is anybody hearing the word of God in this? Are you being encouraged and strengthened and comforted? Put an amen into the chat. But listen to this word. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable, because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. I want you to hear the word must there. He must be God. He is who he says he is. He will do what he says he will do. Don't allow the enemy to trade his must for a might or maybe. Refuse it. You send it right back to hell where it came from. And don't allow the enemy to put a might or maybe in front of you about the things that you must do because the love of Christ compels you. Allow his must to fuel your must. Let's pray together. Father, I just thank you for the good news of your must, that the Son of Man must die. It's not optional. And I just pray that everyone watching this would sense the love. Lord, so often we look at behavior modification, we look at what we must go and do, and we get tired and we get weary. And nothing is going to impact that more than just a fresh revelation of your love. So I'm asking that you would just pour out your love over every man, every woman, every boy and girl, every pastor, teacher, evangelist, caregiver, parent, spouse, every brother and sister in Germany, in France, in London, in the UK, in Ghana, Ukraine, Russia, the USA, South America, on the Caribbean islands, the Virgin Islands, in Sri Lanka. Lord, to the remotest islands in the Philippines and everywhere in between, pour out your love today. Allow us to have a fresh revelation of your must. And would you just create this kingdom movement around the world of brothers and sisters in Christ that are stepping up and stepping forward and are stepping out because the love of Christ, it compels them to take these extreme measures. Father, the world is dying all around us. People today will take their own life. People today will take the lives of others. People today will be so high on pills and different things that they'll never wake up again. God, help us. And so let us grieve and let us take action because the love of Christ compels us. Let us go where you say go. Let us do what you say do. Let us give what you say give. Let us be who you say we are. And I pray that you'd meet every need. I ask you, Father, as pastors and teachers and leaders and brothers and sisters are raising their hand before you right now, Lord, allow these hands to lack no good gift from your hands. Come and give an ample supply. Meet every need. Let land come forth in the name of Jesus. Buildings come forth in the name of Jesus. Transportation, healing, transformation, deliverance, bills be paid, education, school, Lord, food, clothing. Be with the prisoners. Be with the orphans. be with the least of these. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We love you and praise you. Thank you for your must. And we respond with ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I just encourage you to respond with your must in faith of his must. Amen. Amen. I hope you'll join me back next week, 10 a.m. Eastern time, right here every Tuesday, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Make sure you never miss an episode. I love you. I'm praying for you. You pray for me, and we'll see you back next week. Be encouraged. God is with you. I love you. God bless.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media, taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International. All rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.